Cristo.
For God the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, He has covered us, held us, guided us, accepted us to Him, spared us, supported us, and abroad us this hour. Let us also ask in the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life.
Rosevixaste.
The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guided us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought us this
mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the prayers and supplications of the saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and give rest to the soul of our beloved mother, Tant Huda, and forgive us of all our sins.
Lord,
preach your goodness, O Lord, of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with you, O fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, the rising up of enemies in him manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this soul, and from this holy place that is yours. But those things which are good and preferable do provide for us. For it is you have given us the authority to tread in serpents and scorpions and upon the power of the enemy.
Happy Christo. Deni eta ben kon sheretef anastasi etavtom fevol cheni em shainte efsoti emon evol chen novili ponav kav chen pi Av katani etmi evrofi Kembi ma shomten ego uf Christos anesi ek nekron Sherene mare Veyeti shrompi Isos be Christos en saf en fou en tov benem shaene ken ogi postas isten onstem mos ebo uron de ti. Kane no vinane vol gore vol nigan
majite ti ke ekklesia
aris opteros ennes kemcha enemeno il penno talent shonni shonin tenen psikin ten o ostem mok obi en khriso o ostem bekiotena Have mercy upon me, O God, according to great mercy.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your disease, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. The heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. So language for your salvation. I hope in your word. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your love. Let me live that I may praise you, and let your ordinances help me.
Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of animals, another of fish, another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became the life-giving spirit. However, the spirit is not first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Christos Anesti.
Of Kistati,
here in Ipa,
see,
سيد ربي يسوع المسيحنا الذي خاطب تلاميذ القديسين والصراط المكرمين قائلا إن أنبياء وأبرارا كثيرين اشتهوا أن يروا ما أنتم ترون ولم يروا وأن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لأعينكم لأنها تبصر ولأذانكم لأنها تسمع. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of you.
For the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our mass, those who are bidding us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
And
stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, Saint Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all, amen. From the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us, amen. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous.
Hallelujah.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat on the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
This very soul of Madame Hoda, for whom we are gathered, O Lord, repose her in the kingdom of heaven. Open unto her, O Lord, the gates of heaven, and receive her unto you according to your great mercy. Open unto her, O Lord, the gate of righteousness, that she may enter therein and rejoice there. Open unto her, O Lord, the gate of paradise, as you opened unto that thief. Open unto her, O Lord, the gate of the kingdom. May she be a partaker with all the saints. Open unto her, O Lord, the gates of rest, that she may sing with all the angels. May she be worthy to see joy. Let the angels of light lead her into life. May she repose in the bosom of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Forgive her her sins, which she has aforetime committed, both knowingly and unknowingly. For you, O Lord, know the feebleness of the weakness of humanity, and in your mercy give consolation to all whom she has left behind and to her household, and give unto them patience and a good heavenly reward through the intercessions of Our Lady, Saint Mary, and all the whole choir of heaven. Let both your mercy and your help be with your people, grant them coolness, establish us in your Orthodox faith, be a protector unto us, we the faithful. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us.
We find in thee all our crucible and glory. Is not open choice, so je actum caxoti emon. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecreator, who created heaven and earth and all things. We believe in one.
Begotten of the Father before all ages, light and light, true light, true God, begotten, not created, one is with the Father, by whom all things were made, both for us and for our salvation, came down from heaven, as incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us on the Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day, also from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. And he's coming again, his glory to judge the living and the dead, his kingdom shall come. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord I have given, who proceeds with the Father, and the Father, and the Son, and worship on your right,
was spoken by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess our baptism and remission of sins, we look for the resurrection of the dead, and life of the coming age. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and feed the goodness and love of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who are fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the archbishops, our fathers, the bishops, our fathers, the agamens, our fathers, the priests, our brethren, the deacons, our fathers, the monks, our fathers, the laymen, and for the full repose of all Christians, including our beloved Tante Huda Mansour, the Christ our God, may repose all their souls in the paradise of joy. And we too cover mercy unto us and forgive us of our sins.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in great passion, besides the world, the paradise of joy, the place of the rich gifts, soul and glory, and pray the holy light of your saints. Raise up their bodies also on the day which you appoint, according to the promises which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promises, that which an eye not seen nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the things which you, God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no death for your servants but the departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness have taken them as men, say they will clothe the flesh and wear this for the God of the good one and lover of mankind. Graciously accord, O Lord, repose and forgive them your servants, the Orthodox Christians who are the old world, from the east to the west, and from the north to the south, each one according to his name, and each one according to her name. For no one is pure and without blemish, even though his life already be a single day. As for those, O Lord, those souls we have taken upon them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us, O Lord, grant us our Christian perfection, that would be pleasing to you, and give them and us a shared inheritance with all your